Chapter 4. Blood in the Water. We sailed for days across the Pacific Ocean. We passed the Galapagos Islands, where Charles Darwin had done research for his famous book, The Origin of the Species. Giant tortoises, big enough to carry a man on their backs, swam past the window in Nemo's saloon. I watched them with joy, delighted to be following Darwin's trail. Conseil was happy organizing my notes, but Ned was restless. He paced up and down like a caged animal. He was a man of action, not books. Even the sight of the giant tortoises didn't interest him for long. I worried that he might do something to upset Nemo and spoil my chance of studying this beautiful underwater world. We carried on sailing west along the equator. Then we headed north until we were 150 miles off the shores of Japan. Ned's mood improved when we spotted a small group of sperm whales. "Ah," he sighed, "how beautiful they are. It really lifts me up to see them." "And yet you make your living killing them," Captain Nemo said, joining us on deck. "They give us meat and oil," Ned replied. "We need meat and oil to live." "Are you sure you only kill for need and not for profit?" Nemo said. "Talking of reasons for doing things," Ned said, "what's your reason for hunting down and sinking ships?" Nemo looked angry, but he didn't answer Ned's question. "Whales have enough trouble surviving without you hunting them, Ned Land," Nemo continued. "Take this school of whales, for example. It's a group of females with their young. And there on the horizon is a pod of orcas, killer whales, circling them for the attack. They will eat the young sperm whales if they can get at them." "Then I'll take a harpoon to the orcas," Ned said. "Let me save the baby whales, Captain." "There's no need for you to risk your life," Nemo said. "The Nautilus will see them off. Its steel spur is more accurate than your harpoon." "The Nautilus against the orcas? But that'll be a massacre," Ned cried. "What difference does it make if I kill them or you do?" Nemo said. "They'd have a fair chance against my harpoon," Ned said. "This is not a game, Ned Land. It's a matter of life and death," said Nemo shortly. The Nautilus dived under the water. Conseil, Ned and I went below to the window in the saloon, and Captain Nemo took the controls of the Nautilus. I soon felt the engines beating faster as we increased our speed. The female sperm whales swam in a circle with their calves in the middle. They beat their tails to keep the orcas away. The Nautilus moved through the water like a giant harpoon. It hurled itself against the orcas, cutting through them with its deadly spur. The massacre went on for an hour. There was no escape for the orcas. Several times they tried to crush the Nautilus. From the window, we could see their large mouths studded with teeth. We could feel them clinging to the Nautilus like a pack of wild dogs. After a while, the waves became quiet, and we rose to the surface. The panel opened, and we hurried onto the deck. The sea was covered with dead whales. "Well, Master Land," Nemo said to Ned. "I'm a hunter," said Ned coldly, "not a butcher, and what you've done is butchery." "I saved the young whales," replied the captain. "Orcas show no mercy, and they received none." "The orcas wouldn't have killed all the calves," Ned said. "They would have just taken what they needed to eat, but you didn't leave one orca alive. You went too far." A dead sperm whale rose to the surface of the water in front of us. It lay on its side, full of holes from the bites of the attacking orcas. A dead calf hung from its mother's fin. The sea lapped quietly over the two dead creatures. Nemo's action had been cruel, but there was some sense in it. He was protecting the calves, but Ned only saw the butchery. Conseil usually agreed with me, but this time he looked unsure what to think. "Was Nemo helping nature, or did he commit a crime against it?" he asked. "I'm not sure why I defended Nemo, but I did. Nemo is a brilliant man, and like a lot of brilliant men, he is misunderstood," I said. "And like a lot of brilliant men, he is also crazy and dangerous," Ned argued. "Perhaps you're both right," said Conseil wisely. "But until we know exactly what he means to do, I think we should be careful. Ned and I scowled at each other and said nothing.